Welcome back in, everyone, to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are so excited about our show today. We are bringing you a highly anticipated film version of a musical that was a huge hit time and time again over in the West End. Of course, we're talking about the recent production of Bonnie and Clyde the musical. And joining us today, we have the actress who played the leading role of Bonnie Parker, Frances Maile McCann. She's here to talk to us about David Treatment Creative in association with Steam, Motion, and Sound's presentation of Bonnie and Clyde the musical filmed live. It's available for streaming and on demand now, and you can get the stream or more information by visiting the website BonnieClydeLive.com. This is very exciting. Of course, a lot of people are very excited about the show, considering it stars both Frances and Jeremy Jordan. And we cannot wait to dive more, not only into the production, but of course, this wonderful version of it. So let's not waste any more time. Let's welcome on our guest, Frances. Welcome in to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited that you're here. I'm so excited we're talking about this show, Bonnie and Clyde, the musical. It's a show that came out when I was in college. And of course, being 3,000 miles away from New York, I only got, you know, the whispers and the murmurs. This is the pre-TikTok, pre-Vine era. And, you know, there wasn't much momentum with it then. But all of a sudden, ever since, it seems to continue to grow and grow and get better. And just listening to the soundtrack and seeing the clips, I'm like, why did this not take off? This is such a fabulous show. And of course, you starred in the most recent production, which was in the West End, which was a huge hit, and they captured it on film so that all of us can see it. So I'm excited to be talking about this. This is amazing. Why don't we start first by having you tell our listeners a little bit about what Bonnie and Clyde the musical is about.
So Bonnie and Clyde, as I'm sure everyone has heard of, are the two outlaws, the two infamous people that met in the 1920s in Texas, and it was the Great Depression. They found each other, fell in love, and then went on the run, robbing banks and killing people, although that wasn't their main aim. But the musical itself focuses on them and their love and their passion, and them as people. So although you shouldn't fall in love and root for these people, you do. And the music itself is absolutely incredible. The score by Frank Wildhorn is just absolutely amazing. And I think that the score and having access to the soundtrack since its release on Broadway is what really grew an audience here in the UK. We were just in love with that soundtrack and desperate for it to come over to the UK.
That is amazing. And I cannot agree more with you. These are definitely, I mean, they are villains at heart, and yet you fall in love with them. And then you like walk away being like, did I really just root for a criminal? Let me ask you, how you mentioned, you know, over there, you all got a hold of the soundtrack and you needed it to come to the stage. How is it that you came across this part? How did you come upon it?
Well, so it was announced that the concert was going to take place at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane with Laura Osnes and Jeremy Jordan, which was huge because it's, you know, the two original Broadway stars. And then Laura Osnes couldn't do it, so they asked me. And it just kind of came out of the blue, and I thought, what? I know the concert's happening. I know a couple of the songs. So I was kind of taken aback. And even for a long time after, I was like, really? I'm going to do this? Okay. I was in disbelief, really. Because I'd only heard a couple of the songs, and Dying Ain't So Bad was actually like in my audition rep for quite a long time. So yeah, I just went in and sang that for them, and they were like, okay, yeah, cool, let's do it. And was just like the whole process, everything about it was just such a whirlwind and the most amazing opportunity, like one of the biggest highlights of my career.
That is incredible. Wow. What a way to come into the part too. That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's not usually a part that someone like me would play. I'm, you know, being half Chinese and Scottish, as you can hear, you know, Bonnie Parker was not. So getting to originate the role in the West End, being who I am, is just an incredible opportunity in itself for, you know, the team to go that way, which was again, a huge privilege.
That's amazing. So let me snowball off of that and ask you, what was it like developing this role and this particular production, the West End premiere of Bonnie and Clyde?
So the concert and the West End run are two very different things. So the concert, we put it together in 5 days. Jeremy came in with 3 days. So basically, we all got together and learned the music and then started blocking it. And one of the guys, Simon, in the cast, he actually played Clyde in his college production. So he stepped in to block it for Clyde. And then when Jeremy joined us, he just stepped into where he'd been plotted. And then we had, I think, 45 minutes tech on the day, did a dress run, and then did two shows. And those two shows were captured for the film. And then a couple months later, it did a run at the Arts Theatre in the West End. And it was a limited run, but the demand was so huge that we then did another limited run the following year at the Garrick. And which was a shame to say it was a limited run because it had such a, like, it was a huge hit and it could have ran for longer, but I guess, having these short-lived runs makes people want to see it more and will just, drive the demand. But it was an absolute, like, whirlwind, the concert. It happened in 5 days. We filmed it and then it was over. And now it's available to stream, and it was 2.5 years ago. So we finally get to see what we did, but it's also quite nerve-wracking because I know the show so differently now, having had two runs in the West End. The character for me has evolved in the way that I play her and portray her, and even the way I sing the songs are completely different from what you see in the filmed concert version. But I think what's amazing is we didn't have time to overthink or second guess ourselves. We just went with our instincts, and that's what's been captured on film.
That's amazing. Hey, that is some of the best performances ever. Just watching two people or however many people on stage just following their instincts. That is brilliant. So with this production, I mean, you've mentioned, of course, earlier that we find ourselves rooting for two criminals, two villains. With all of that being said, is there a message or a thought you hope that audiences take away from this production?
I think ultimately, they were young and in love, and you can't help but wonder if they weren't criminals, if they didn't go down the route of being, unlawful, you wonder if they would have made it. Would Clyde have been successful in his endeavors? Would Bonnie ever made it to be a star like Clara Bow? And would they still be together? The song that they finish with, "Dying Ain't So Bad," is it better to live happy and free and fast and pursue the things that you love, or be safe and be stuck in this like small village where they started and have these humble lives? So I guess, do you go for what you want in life or play it safe? And I'm not saying that you go for what you want and you go rob banks, but I guess it's just like, taking love and passion and drive and dreams by the horns.
I love that. Yes, this is definitely not an endorsement.
No,
No,
absolutely not.
I love that answer. I really do. That's a wonderful thought. And a good lead into my final question for this first part, which is, who are you hoping have access to this film version that's available for streaming now?
Well, what I love is that we have filmed this to be streamed for audiences, hopefully all over the world, and for people that have never seen the show, that have always wanted to see it, for people that did see the show that want to relive that experience, but also for people, mostly for people that don't have access to theatre, that maybe don't live in the vicinity or can't afford it, because as we know, cost of living and theatre prices are very expensive. So for some people, it might be their introduction to theatre, to musical theatre, and that's really exciting that this is the performance that they get to see and hopefully enjoy and will just grow their love and passion for theatre and encourage them to see more if possible. So I think what's really important about these pro shots getting released is that it makes it accessible to people that don't have access to theatre. And it also gives musicals that don't have a platform a chance to be seen and heard. Like, Bonnie and Clyde was done on Broadway over 10 years ago now, and it wasn't as successful as they hoped. And then, given 10 plus years later, we do it on the West End, and it was a huge hit. So, I think the platforms of the pro shots even are great platforms for giving musicals a second chance.
Second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I want to start with my regular first question, which is, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites?
Oh gosh, I mean that's a difficult question because there's so many shows and composers and playwrights out there that just continue to inspire, like old work, new work. And also I think it's good to see not bad work, but things that aren't highly rated, because I think it just helps you to grow and learn as a performer. So if there's something that I didn't particularly enjoy, it's like, okay, well, why didn't I enjoy that? What about it can I learn? And equally the same as things that I love and would go and see it again and make me excited. Like, what can I learn from that? Why does it make me feel that way? So going back, I think one of the earliest things would be West Side Story, the original film. Just the opening, what, 10 minutes, I can close my eyes and I can see it in my head, and just how mesmerizing that opening sequence is, the music and the dance. And I remember seeing a picture of the boys in the street doing like a bar warm up, and just, oh, it's just, I mean, I've lost for words because it's just so beautiful. And then coming forward all the way to recent years, something like Hamilton and how like game changing that musical is. Lin-Manuel's writing and introducing rap, but also the way they cast it. And seeing America represented as it is today, which was mind-blowing for someone like me, thinking, oh, like the way I said about Bonnie, it's a role I never thought I'd be able to play. And then suddenly, well, why not? Why you the way you've cast this, it's groundbreaking. Why can't we continue to, open the door and give other people opportunities? So yeah, I think maybe that's like a past and current favorite of mine.
I love those. Those are wonderful. Let me ask you, especially for our UK listeners, have you seen any theater lately that you might be able to recommend to anyone?
Ooh, what have I seen lately? What have I seen? I mean, the last thing that I saw was in New York. I know that's not going to help your UK listeners, but I did go see Gatsby, after the premiere. Luckily, they played a Monday night show, which I didn't think Broadway did. So I had to go see Jeremy in that, which he obviously he's amazing in. I don't think I just he's unbelievable. His voice just goes on and on. Just when you think it's going to stop, it just goes higher and keeps going. And then in the UK, I saw Spirited Away, which was a Japanese production that came to the Coliseum, and it was so magical. Like, if you know the film, it was just like the film had been transported on stage. It was so amazing and beautiful to watch, and the puppetry, it was just incredible. And then actually, this week I'm going to see Your Lie in April, another Frank Wildhorn musical that opens on Friday.
That is amazing. Some great shows there. That is fantastic.
Yeah, a bit of a mixture. It's all very different, which is nice.
Let me ask you, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
Oh gosh, there's so many good things about it. I mean, I think I love rehearsals because there's no pressure. You get to play. There's not an audience in front of you. You can make mistakes and find, the answers for your character and have fun. Like, what a privileged job, what a privileged thing to do for a living is act and get to play on stage with your friends. But also the company that you work with, you're like a family. You're there with them all the time. You go through so many ups and downs, and you go through something really magical and special. The pressures of opening night and press night and closing, it's always so emotional, and it's like a little bubble. For however long the show runs, this is your family because you see them every day. And especially like on tour, I've done a couple of tours, that's who you work with, who you live with, who you hang out with. So the people really make it. But then I guess it's just like putting on a show and being able to provide this form of escapism for the audience. You know, you don't know what kind of day they're having, why they've come to the theatre, what's brought them here, why they want to see you or the show. So being able to provide that for people, and then, you know, the lovely messages you get or meet them at stage door. Yeah, it's all very fulfilling. And I guess that sounds kind of selfish, but yeah, what a privilege it is to be able to be an actor for a living. It's not brain surgery, you know, we're not going out there saving lives. So I get to have fun.
That is a wonderful answer. And actually, again, another great lead-in, this time to my favorite question to ask guests, which is, what is your favorite theater memory?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I met my husband doing a show. So what was it like 10 years ago? We did Here Lies Love at the National, which opened the new theatre at the National Theatre here in London. And it was Here Lies Love. We met, we got married, was it 3 years ago this year? And we have our flat in London. We got a dog. So, you know, theatre brought me friends and family. Like lifelong friends, and now I've got a husband. So that's a good memory. But also, we love, and you know, in Q&As, actors always get asked the question about favorite theatre mishaps. And it's like, oh, you know, it's not something you'd want to admit because mishaps on stage are something that you hope audiences don't notice. But also, they can be really funny. So in the West End at the Arts, Bonnie is underdressed, so I've got the underwear underneath the dress, like it's little shorts and a little bra, and the shorts suddenly just became like unbuttoned. No idea how it happened. So I'm singing this like lovely song with Ted, really heartfelt memories, and I'm standing there and I could feel the shorts just start to ride down. So I just kind of sneak behind the sofa as I'm singing, let them wriggle down, and then just kind of make eyes to someone in the wings, be like, make sure we get these shorts. And that is like hilarious because we know what's happening on stage. We have to think quick on our feet to cover it up. And then like I still remember that 2 years later, and it's the feeling of what do I do? What do I do as you're singing? So little things like that, little theater on stage mishaps are always hopefully usually funny and not messy and dangerous.
I love those though. Those are wonderful. We love a good meet cute. We love a good moment where the world could have gone wrong and it didn't. Fabulous. Thank you so much for those. Well, as we wrap things up, I would love to know, do you have any other projects or productions coming on the pipeline we might be able to plug for you?
So I film a show up in Scotland, in Glasgow, where I'm from, called River City. It's like a long-running TV show up there. Recently on BritBox, which I think is available in the US, is the new season of Sister Boniface. So I've been doing a little bit of filming recently, which is great. Yeah, and then I filmed some more, which I can't talk about yet. But yeah, that's it for now. Hopefully there'll be more theatre and film coming up that I can talk about.
Yes, that is all exciting though. I love all of that. And
Yeah.
it leads to my final question, which is if our listeners would like more information about Bonnie and Clyde, the musical film, or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you. How can they do so?
Sure. So I'm on socials. I'm mostly active on Instagram. My handle's at Frances Nailey. And then also Bonnie Clyde Live is on there, and I think they're on all socials, TikTok, X, and Instagram. Yeah. And then that's the same name, the website, which you can go and get the stream.
Well, wonderful. Francis, thank you so much for taking the
Well,
time to speak with me.
thank you
This
so much
has been such
for
an
having me. This
honor.
has been so much fun.
Oh, this has been such an honor. I have adored. I could talk to you for hours on end. I want to hear all of your stories. But I'm so excited to stream this wonderful version of the show. And then every time you pop up, I'll be like, oh my gosh, it's her. Oh my gosh, it's her. This has been really wonderful. So thank you so
Thank
much for your
you. I
time.
hope you enjoy the stream. Hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for speaking with me.
My guest today has been the actress who plays the leading role of Bonnie Parker in the most recent production of Bonnie and Clyde the musical, Frances Maile McCann. She joined us to talk about David Treatment Creative in association with steam motion and sound presentation of Bonnie and Clyde the musical filmed live. You can now stream it or find it on demand, and all of that information is available at bonnieclydelive.com. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting on our episode description as well as on our social media posts. But listen, join us. Let's have a big watch party. Let's get going on this because it's Bonnie and Clyde, the musical filmed live. It's available right now. You're not going to want to miss this raving production. It got huge, huge reviews. We can't wait to welcome it here to the States very soon. But for now, you're going to have to head to BonnieClydeLive.com to stream it. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.